Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Each day when we wake up, we have a decision to make, and the very first thing you want to do before anything is to give God his praise. Then ask him to bless your ways. Why? Because there's a battle going on in our minds, in the world, and sometimes even in our own homes. And we must be sound and solid before we even get started. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. You should pray and ask God each morning before you begin your day for the covering that you need, because you don't know what type of evil you will face that day. It can be on your way to work when suddenly someone cuts you off in traffic, and then now your flesh begins to rise up. You get to work and someone that you haven't been getting along with just said good morning to you, and you fly off the handle thinking that they must be up to something, or they're out to get you today. If we don't start our day out right, then we're bound to fail each and every time. We have a decision to make. Either we will praise him for waking us up and giving us a new day, or we will go ahead in a forgetful manner. We have a decision to make, either that we will choose to serve him or serve ourselves. Joshua said to the people of Israel that after they had gone across the Jordan River to settle down in the areas that God had given unto them, he said to choose for yourself this day who you will serve, whether it be the gods that your father once served or the gods of the Amorites in the land that you now live in. We have a decision to make, y'all. We can go about life doing things the way that someone else has told us that we should live, or we can ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Joshua had not only made the decision for himself, but for that of his entire household as well. He chose a fellowship with God because he knew what was important. Choose fellowship with God daily and then find out what it is that he wants you to do. Choose to walk the path that he's laid out for you, because no matter what happens that day, you sought out the guidance of God. The more you get to know him, the better the things become. The impossible becomes possible. Now, there are days when we wake up in a rush and because we may have overslept a bit, and then we forgot all about thanking God for waking us up, let alone asking him for direction. We go on throughout our day and everything seems good, and then we begin to lose sight on how we got to where we are. We begin to put God on the back burner, thinking that we're good and that we're making sound decisions on our own today. But what happens when those problems begin to come up? What do you do in the face of opposition? Because yesterday's victory brings new problems today that we seem to just can't handle. We have a decision to make. Do you want to go at it alone, or do you want to take God into battle with you? Because he wants to go with you. He wants to be your shield when those fiery darts start coming. He wants to be with you because he's promised to never leave or forsake you. He wants to go with you, but if you decide to go at it alone, then he won't force your hand. We have a decision to make. God wants you to experience the fullness of his presence, not one day, but every day of your life. Life is not without struggles, storms, and trials, but God goes with us during those times. Jesus said that if we come to him during those times that we're feeling burdened or worried or overwhelmed, that he will give us rest. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. We must acknowledge him before anything because he knows best. We must trust and depend on him because his ways are higher than ours and his thoughts are certainly not our thoughts. Trust in him in all ways, and not just the small ones, not the easy ones, but always. We have to stay connected to God if we want him to bless our lives. He wants to give you the best of your life, but you must trust him. Proverbs 18:10 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. In him is safety and security. In him is protection and power. He seeks to bless you, but you must trust him. Many things happen in our lives that we have no control over anyway. So why worry? Why not take the chance and turn it over to God? Jesus has already paid the price for us to be able to live life in abundance so that we do not waste our days in sadness and worry. We must spend every day in quiet time with God, putting Him first before anything else. That's the only way that we're going to be able to survive in this world. If we're faithful to Him, He's going to be faithful to us. We must have faith to understand that even though we can't see down the road, God can. And He has nothing but good things planned for us. We have a decision to make, y'all. Well, it's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. One love, 5 minutes.